Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:45 now, quarter till 7. And I've been talking about Baldy's breakdown. If you go, I'll tell you more about that in a second. On the line is radio.com sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Brian is also the host of Prevent Defense, an NFL podcast out now on radio.com and the radio.com app. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Morning, Tommy. I'm doing fantastic. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Great to talk to you again. Man, I've been looking at this Baldy breakdown, and you don't do these for an entire game, do you?
No. I do these just for fun during the week after a game. I announced that game on Sunday for national radio in Tampa last Sunday, so I kind of got a chance to see him up live and talk to a bunch of guys. But I just do this for the fans. A lot of the players, they like to kind of follow it a little bit.
Man, if you did it for a whole game, I'd subscribe to it, because really, if you know, a lot of us as fans think we know what we're looking at, but we really don't, and you break it down, man, you make it very understandable. Let's talk about the Saints last week. We'll go back for a second, and how they were able to defend, I think you called it the slice. What did you refer to it as? Slice defense, I think?
Well, they had a slight. They use a variety of coverages to really take away maybe the best tandem of wide receivers in the NFL in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and they really limited them. And it was just a variety of coverages that the defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen, employed. And I thought, you know, minus Marshawn Lattimore, who's their best defensive back and maybe the best in the league, I thought they all played really, really well.
Now, you got number 22 coming up, Carolina, Christian McCaffrey. It seems as though, and again, watching you break down, I think they were playing the Texans. The game plan there seems to be give him the ball, nothing fancy, just run behind the big guys, and he'll get it 6-7 yards a carry, which is very good, but then all of a sudden he'll break the big one on you.
Well, I mean, he never fatigues. He's an amazing, amazing player. He never looks hurt, he never looks tired, and he's the focal point of the offense. Now, they do a lot of things with him. I mean, he catches a lot of balls. He leads the league in yards from scrimmage right now. I mean, he's a really talented player. Now, you know, if you just put all your resources into stopping him, they got a couple other guys that can hurt you, DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel, and, you know, they've got other guys that can hurt you. But right now, he is the guy that you have to stop when you look at the Carolina Panthers.
So are their backs against the wall here, 5-5, and the latest streak is what for Carolina?
Well, this is, you know, look, I mean, they've made the decision that Kyle Allen is their quarterback, which is fine. He had played really well in his first five starts, not so much in the last couple of starts here. So I'm sure that North Turner, the offensive coordinator, is going to do his best right now to really protect him, you know, and make sure that he can, you know, really have a clean picture of where he wants to go with the football. It wasn't very clear last week against Atlanta Falcons, who played really, really well. Intercepted him four times. So I'm sure that the Saints are looking at all the things that have given him trouble, and they will change what they do, but they'll certainly look at some of the things that have bothered Kyle Allen in the last few games.
What would you do to limit the damage? Because I don't think you can control Christian McCaffrey, but limit the damage that he can do.
Well, you've got to tackle him. I mean, he's a hard guy to tackle, but when you got to get as many bodies on him as possible. And so the first guy that gets there, because, you know, he's got really quick feet. He's a lot more powerful than people think. He's got an array of moves, but you got to get as many bodies to him as possible. And the Saints understand that. I mean, that means, like, no matter who, it's the defensive line doubling back. It's the defensive line doubling back. It's the linebackers led by DeMario Davis. It's the defensive backs. I mean, they all got to get to him. One guy is not going to bring him down consistently. You've got to get two and three and four guys to him, because he more often than not, he's got a great what I would call a crossover dribble. He can make people miss out in space, and so you better make sure that three or four guys are on him almost every play.
It would seem to me that, but like I was watching your breakdown of the Texans game, seemed like they had him cornered. Then he does that quick cut, and he's got, I believe you referred to it as nothing but blue Carolina sky in front of him. Does that mean, does it affect the pursuit to the ball in that you got to kind of maintain or contain as well, so you gotta have it stretched out? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody looks at that, you know, and they all probably say something similar. And then, you know, next thing you know, you look up and, you know, he's got 11 rushing touchdowns and, you know, well over 1,000 yards, you know, in 10 games. I mean, he's, you know, and he's their focal point of the passing game, too. So they move him around. They use him as a decoy, which can open things up for other guys. But, you know, he's going to get at least 20 touches in this game. You know, and if they're going good, he's going to get 30 touches. And so, you know, you want to try to, you know, you want to try to tattoo him as much as you can and try to slow him down. But I haven't seen anybody really just completely shut him down for an entire game right now.
That was my next question. What have we seen in the past? We'll pick it up here. We come back. Brian Baldinger, Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. If you have any comments, questions, text them to 87870, and I will pass them along. And if you have not looked at Baldy's breakdowns, all you have to do is search it on the internet, and it's going to be pretty interesting stuff, especially if you're an intense football fan. 7:51 time now. Traffic on WWL. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Brian Baldinger, Radio.com, Sports NFL Insider. Brian, I'm getting a lot of text here. Big fans of your Baldy's breakdown, as people should be. And again, man, if y'all have not seen it, the different breakdowns of certain games, you should, because it is very informative. Hi, Brian. So we talked about Christian McCaffrey. We talked about Saints defense, et cetera. What about flipping it around when the Saints are on offense, Carolina defense?
Well, I think Carolina's defense right now has struggled a great deal. It's kind of surprising. I mean, they have a lot of veteran players on that team right now, and they've struggled. They gave up 5 rushing touchdowns against the San Francisco 49ers 3 weeks ago, and that was kind of alarming. But, you know, the one thing I would say, Tommy, is, you know, these division games are a little bit different. I mean, there's a great deal of familiarity between these two teams. Luke Kuechly has been looking at the Saints offense for a long, long time. And so he knows, I mean, I think he knows a lot of the tendencies of Sean Payton. I think he can get inside Sean Payton's head and Drew Brees' head and what they're trying to do. So they'll have a variety of things they can do defensively to try to get ahead of where they're going to go, because they know the ball's going to go to Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara on almost every single play. They do, obviously, other things, but those are their two primary targets in the passing game. And so it's really a question of, you know, can Carolina get into kind of some kind of a rhythm defensively, I think, against the Saints offense, which is a handful.
All right, so you got on the offensive line, we got Pete. Andres Pete is out, and we got the what they've done, I guess, is put Nick Easton over at the guard position, yeah, and then they bring in Will Clapp as like a power package, I guess, is the best way to put it, an extra blocker. How do you think Easton has played and he's a longtime veteran in replacement of Andres Pete?
Well, first of all, you know, he's a Harvard graduate. So, you know, we're talking about a smart guy here, Tommy.
You would think.
You would think, right? So, you know, but I thought he played really well last week. And, you know, that was against a Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense that was the best in the league against the run. And so, you know, and they've got some just enormous guys inside. I mean, this Vita Vea of Tampa Bay and Ndamukong Suh, people know that name. But I thought he played really well. And really, when you don't really notice the loss of a great player like Andres Pete, that means the backup played well. And that's what I thought last week. And the Will Clapp thing that they do with him, bringing him in as an extra blocker, a big tackle, you know, an extra tight end, he's really played that role well this year in a lot of the things that they like to do. And, you know, they lost their tight ends last week, so he had to play a lot more.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again next week. Hopefully, Brian Baldinger, Radio.com, Sports and NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger, make sure to check out his podcast, Prevent Defense. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.